Jordy's work today was they put was went well. They pushed him further than they have all week. So we'll see how he is in the morning, and we'll give him the opportunity to take it to the game.
Mike, what happened to McMillan?
His back kind of locked up on him last night, and so yeah, he was in treatment this morning. Just you know, obviously went to the meetings, was at the beginning part of practice, and he's getting treatment now. So there haven't been anything, you know, don't really have a whole lot of information, but you know, I'm hopeful that he can go.
Is AJ Hawk's been more impactful, do you think, this year than maybe?
I think AJ's always played good football for us. I think he's like, you know, all of our players on defense that have been here. You can see, you know, the scheme is very, very natural to him now. He's an excellent communicator. The adjustments and the things that we do. You always appreciate, you know, players that can really pick up the pace of the game, particularly in the huddle drills and things like that. It's never. He's just a very good instinctive football player, excellent communicator. But yes, I think he's having a heck of a year.
Like, what'd you see from Starks this week in practice, and are you encouraged that he can give you something?
Very encouraged by James Starks' work this week. You know, he looks like he's you know, he's ready to go. So he may have some opportunities as far as the way we rotate. James and Alex, you know, that's something that we'll finalize here as we get together as a staff. But I thought James in the last 2 weeks has really looked like his old self.
What's been his hurdle to get to this point?
Well, I mean, you know, individually, you know, he obviously missed a lot of time, had the injury. He's been back for some time now. But, you know, the other side of it is as I stated Monday, you know, Alex Green has earned these opportunities that he's been given. So we feel we have two good young guys to work with. And, we just like a lot of things that we do, you got to find balance. And it's always nice to give one player the ball, because I think consistency and efficiency improves in that type of situation. But, you know, we'll continue to work those guys. But as I said, Alex, says, he's earned these opportunities.
Mike, what did you see from Mike Neal today and how he responded?
Well, we limited Mike just because the plan for Mike was to work him yesterday. See how he responded today. The response was good, so it was just really making sure now that he has the full 48 hours to get ready for the game. So I feel good about where Mike is, unless something happens between now and the game.
This franchise has dealt with such injuries in two of the last three seasons now, but the depth always seems to come out and maybe override that. What's that like as a coach and a coaching staff that you can have that kind of flexibility with your team despite all the injuries?
Well, I think it speaks volumes about our players. You know, our players don't blink in this type of situation. It's an unfortunate part of the game of football. You look at some of the greatest careers that have been established throughout the history of the league, and a lot of players have been given an opportunity through someone in front of them getting injured. So, I mean, it's like anything, any challenge that you deal with, it's just the mindset, the approach is important, but ultimately comes down to the coaches making sure the players are ready and the players going out there perform. So I think it's a huge credit to our locker room.
Mike, how do you think the week has gone, you know, with your approach that you kind of shared with us on Monday with the players or Wednesday?
I think the energy has been outstanding. I think they really cranked it up with the sense of urgency to win this football game. It hasn't been as clean as I'd like. I mean, there's been a segment in all three practices that it's not been quite where it needs to be. But for the most part, it's been a good week.
I know you do a lot of self-evaluating. It doesn't happen very often, though, when after 6 years and you've done as well as you did before buys, you're 4-2 going into this one, that you would come out and say that, you know, I'm not going to make the same mistakes that I did. Is that something that comes easily to you to say, really look at yourself constructively and say, okay,
I don't like what I'm doing here. I need to do something different.
Well, you got to remember, I mean, you get asked a lot of questions, and, you know, and everybody wants honest answers. And there's more to the game than my job responsibility, I'm involved in. So I'm just giving you honest answers. I mean, there's things that happen Monday through Saturday that may not be what you want them to be, but Sunday worked out great. You know, so is that coincidence, or is that because the bye was hanging over? Those are the types of things I'm not going to take chances on. I know what a good week of preparation looks like, and that's my challenge every week to get it out of the football team. So, regardless of the result in the game.
Two more.
I think when we all think of Finley, we think of that game he had against the Cardinals in the playoffs. Do you see him being able to get back to that guy? I know he talked about it yesterday in the locker room.
I hope so. I had an opportunity. I actually took the highlights from that game. His catches from that game, put them in a highlight tape. Sat down with him a few weeks ago, showed it to him, and it was revealing. You know, he was a bigger man then. Just the way he caught the ball in that game, compared to the way the opportunities he's had this year. It was a good video for him to see on a number of different levels. Confidence and just there's some technique things in there that him and I talked through. So. I mean, that was clearly one of the most dominant performances I've ever been a part of, of a tight end in a game. I felt that he was a big part of the offense success in that game, and the confidence that Aaron had in him going to him in tight situations, what he did with the ball in his hands after he caught the ball, how he caught the ball. So, but hey, I mean, that's the part of the game. That's why we talk about fundamentals all the time. It's a major emphasis. You probably get tired of hearing about it, but that's what this game comes down to.
He said the other day that on Saturday nights, he's been sitting down with Rodgers at the hotel after all the team meetings are over. How much do you think that's going to help him?
I think all the little things always help. And it's something I think Aaron does a great job of. It's not only just the quarterback, but, as the leader of the football team. So I think it's very healthy anytime players spend extra time together. I mean, that's something they've done in the past. It's something they're doing now again. So, you just want to see everybody benefit from it. Show up on Sundays.
Two